You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. The center eliminated Rs. 6 a litre tax it imposed on export of petrol from the beginning of the month, reduced export taxes on diesel and aviation turbine fuel by Rs. 2 a litre from Rs. 13 and Rs. 6 per litre respectively imposed on July 1st. The additional excise duty on domestic crude has been reduced by 27% to Rs. 17,000 per barrel. New rates came into effect from July 20th. The idea to impose the cess on domestic crude production by upstream firms such as ONGC and Reliance was to tax windfall gains from their sales at international parity prices to the refiners, while the tax on exports of transport fuels was intended at reversing the refiners' growing tendency to sell in the export markets overlooking the domestic need. Another important update from the economy sector, single packages of unbranded, pre-packed and labelled food items like cereals, pulses and flour weighing in excess of 25 kg are exempt from 5% GST levy. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs issued FAQs clarifying various doubts and said only pre-packed items up to 25 kg will attract 5% GST, but if a retail shopkeeper supplies in loose quantity, the item bought from a manufacturer or a distributor in a 25 kg pack, such sale to consumers will not attract GST. After 2 days of deliberations on June 28th, 29th, the GST Council had decided to bring a large number of such products including curd, lassi, buttermilk, paneer, honey, makhana, wheat, rice and puffed rice under the GST net. Meanwhile, the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Commerce has suggested that the government strengthen the enforcement mechanism under its foreign direct investment policy to take proactive action against e-commerce giants flouting FDI rules. If adopted, any such proposal could spell trouble for e-commerce firms like Amazon and Flipkart, which have often been accused by players representing brick-and-mortar stores of contravening FDI rules that bar marketplaces from offering predatory discounts through sellers on their platforms, among others. For their part, these e-tailers have maintained that they always comply with the relevant rules. In a report submitted to Parliament this week, the panel also flagged the limited scope of the FDI policy in addressing anti-competitive prices in e-marketplaces, such as self-preferencing, lack of platform neutrality, deep discounting, exclusive agreements and preferential treatment to selected sellers. On to the share market, the National Stock Exchange announced the appointment of Ashish Kumar Chauhan as its new Managing Director and CEO. NSE said Chauhan's appointment is subject to acceptance of the offer made to him and fulfillment of the terms and conditions including approval from the NSE shareholders. The announcement came after the Securities and Exchange Board of India approved the appointment of Chauhan as the Bourse's new MD and CEO. He will be taking over from Vikram Limai, whose 5-year term ended on July 16. Chauhan, who was part of the NSE's founding team, will take over Bourse's top job after his second 5-year term as MD and CEO of BSE ends in November or earlier if he resigns from his post. Moving on, the Securities and Exchange Board of India is increasing its oversight on AIFs, that is alternative investment funds, subject to light touch regulations until now, given the pace of growth clocked by the industry. AIF commitments have grown 42% year-on-year to Rs. 6.94 trillion as of June 30th. Latest data from SEBI shows. The amount invested has risen 43% to Rs. 3.1 trillion and the number of AIFs is inching towards the 1,000 mark. AIFs have a minimum ticket size of Rs. 1 crore and are sold to wealthy investors. Last month, the regulator directed investment managers of AIFs to appoint compliance officers and also issued guidelines for large value funds that collect money only from accredited investors with a ticket size of at least Rs. 70 crore each. And lastly, let's move on to the world of cryptocurrencies. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the Reserve Bank of India supports banning cryptocurrencies in India, but there should be an international collaboration to make crypto prohibition law effective in the country. Replying to a query in the Lok Sabha, the Finance Minister said in a written reply, RBI is of the view that cryptocurrencies should be prohibited. Cryptocurrencies are by definition borderless and require international collaboration to prevent regulatory arbitrage. Therefore, any legislation for regulation or for banning can be effective only after significant international collaboration on evaluation of the risks and benefits and evolution of common taxonomy and standards. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.